This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Sunday. We're going to have a wonderful day. I mean, Audrey decided 2 pounds of salami in a 1 pound bag would be the way to roll.
You know, we got to keep it popular, right?
But why are you surrounded by good-looking guys?
Because last weekend was the Clean Desert, yeah. Ocotillo Wells Desert Cleanup event.
Yeah, but these are all good. Where are the girls?
You know, I cover everybody.
So you're my girl. Okay. This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
And it's brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And the beauty about that dealership is they're out in the desert. And if you're a desert rat and you like to go out and have fun, parts department is open Saturday and Sunday. And nobody makes a better part for your Jeep than Jeep. So check these guys out. And if you're going to buy a car, whether it be a Dodge or a Jeep, guess what? They don't mark anything up. They'll sell it to you in invoice. I'm working on a deal right now for my wife's cousin's daughter because she wants a black two-wheel drive, short wheelbase, automatic with a hardtop. And she's not budging. So we'll wait and see how that shakes out. But check these guys out. Go to www.ivcdjr.com. Alpha Site Logistics, you put an event out in the desert. Got to do it right or you will get in trouble. Well, Alpha Site's been doing it for more years than we care to admit. Just go to Facebook, Alpha Site Logistics, give them a call. Number is 760-352-8383. Boy, have we got a crowd.
Yeah, we invited Tierra del Sol into studio with us. Next weekend is the Desert Safari. Bo's at home tuned in. He was on KUSI with us this morning.
Where's Bo?
You know we don't want, Bo, I love you. You know we don't want grumpy Bo in on studio with us.
But Bo has a face for radio. I thought for sure he'd be here.
Yeah, no, he gave me, I got Bill, I've got David, and I've got Mike in the house from TDS, and these are great guys. They've been really involved with helping put on the safari event next weekend. They're here to fill us in on all the plans and the details. And
okay, so I think the oldest and longest running TDS employee slash no pay is Bill. Am I right?
No.
Who?
We've got guys.
I mean in the room right now.
Oh, in the room, yes.
No. Because Bill's been coming to KUSI for how many years?
I can't count.
I'm working on 23, and I know you guys have been close to 20.
Yep.
If not even more. And the reason being is what you guys do, even before I met Audrey and Ed and started this radio show.
Well, yep,
we would have called it TDS, but you squeeze a nickel, make the Indian ride the buffalo.
TDS is fine.
You're so bad. So, let's just talk about what is Tierra del Sol. What is the whole concept of it for people that have never tuned in?
Well, Tierra del Sol is a family club. We're a social club. We are 50 family memberships.
A 4x4 off-roading club.
That is correct.
That's true.
We promote responsible four-wheel drive operation, and we respect the land, and we also like to have a fun time.
Yeah.
I really think that we're an eating club with a off-road problem.
And a slight drinking problem as well.
You know.
Yeah, but that's
okay. We don't talk about that part.
But Tierra del Sol, you guys have been doing this event out in the desert for going on
61 years.
Yeah, legally 61, calendar, COVID, 60.
Yes. So last year was our 59 and a half.
And a half, yeah, exactly.
Because COVID.
Now you guys what do you do if somebody says, okay, well, I just bought a Jeep. I've never driven a Jeep before. Maybe I'll go out and check them out. What are they going to find when they get there?
Well, they're going to find vendors. They can talk to them about...
For parts and pieces, winches, roll bars, yep. seat belts, seats, headlights, taillights, motors, body parts, wheels.
Yep. And they'll talk to anybody that's out there that has stuff done to their Jeep already, right. or Toyota. I should put that in there.
Yeah, throw the FJ. Don't be making the FJ people unhappy.
They all start in the shape of a Toyota and stuff like that, but right. they end up in a shape of a Jeep.
Oh, that is... Okay, Imperial Valley Chrysler Jeep Eagle, we'll just cancel you as a sponsor because he's just slammed you.
No, they end up.
But you know what? You don't care. Hell, there's even a guy on this show that has a Suzuki.
Oh, yeah.
How bad could that be?
Oh, those. I have tons of respect for those.
Yeah. Have you ridden in one? I have tons of respect.
Well, yeah, especially if you go down 55 mile an hour on the road.
Oh, geez. You know, Mark Clyde, I think he maxes out at like 40 miles, yeah. maybe 45 miles an hour. He tows it everywhere
because
he
can't.
He's geared right.
But so the event you got coming up, when is it?
3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's next weekend.
Okay.
Come out. You can see
where
what
it?
You want to do to your Jeep.
Where is it?
Salton City. It is on the corner of 86 and South Marina Drive.
Or you could take 78 until you get wet.
Well, that
not the 78, the 22.
Yeah, S22 until you hit it.
Until you get wet.
And yeah, and 78 and then turn left.
Right, turn left. Or you go out I-8 and then turn left, I think, at yep. 78.
Or so, at the 86 or 111.
And you're going to have how many, like I said, what do you normally get attendance-wise? Let's not talk about COVID. Let's just say normal times.
Tens of thousands.
I know. It's almost like King of the Hammers.
It is a mini King of the Hammers.
Yeah.
Before King of the Hammers was a thing, this was the thing.
Now, this is for people that just bought a Jeep, have owned a Jeep, and want to know more about their Jeep. Because you have multiple trails that you guys put people on.
Well, this year we're not having an organized trail. It's, you know, there's a number of factors to that. Is that it costs a lot of money to put on a trail in the state parks.
So you're just going to have a big tow truck.
Well, we're just going to tell people to go out and have fun.
State Parks is 83,000 open acres. It's an open desert. There are trails. We will have maps available for you at the area so that if you want to come to us and you need to know where to go, I'll be happy to show
you
some routes. Say, hey, go over this. No, I'm going to be sitting in my booth, but I will say, here's a map. Let me highlight it for you. This is where you're going to go and go through. I haven't been off-roading in months.
I tried to catch you.
Nope. I'm trying to rehabilitate myself.
You're following the doctor's orders.
Yes,
I'm
so
impressed.
Thank you.
I know.
It's been months.
So,
but we will tell you where to go. Yes, and we'll send you on an easy trail. So if you wanted to, you know, come
depending
out with the family
level, for
the
day.
Yes, exactly. Right. TDS has a trail that leaves the obstacle course. So we'll send you to the obstacle course. You can leave the obstacle course, do a nice loop, and then come back over to Vendor Road, get some food, have some snacks, right. buy some raffle tickets, and have a great time.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. Isn't it for everybody that signs up gets one raffle ticket?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to try to give away $50,000 worth of gear?
That is correct.
This year there's no registration, though, right? Because there's no trail. So we're not selling registration this year. This year it's just about the event. Come out, check out the vendors, meet us on site,
and buy a ticket.
Buy raffle tickets.
How much is a raffle ticket?
I think
one for one, five for it's
5 for 20.
5 for 20.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So it's one for five and one five for five.
Right.
Yeah. One for five and five for 20. Yeah.
And it keeps going up from there.
Math, were you?
Sorry. Well, ours is one for one. Theirs is one for five.
Get all the events mixed up.
I do. There's so many events.
One or two.
Yeah.
One or two.
But here's the thing: you have to come buy the raffle tickets on site. But you don't have to be present for the raffle.
What
the raffle giveaway is going to...
$20?
I can buy your tickets for you.
She's going to put her name on it, though.
They're going to call out the raffle online on Sunday at 12 o'clock, right?
That is correct.
Yes. So you have to come down. They can't legally sell them online. So you have to be present on site to buy your raffle tickets. But that gives you into the opportunity. They have almost $50,000 in gift certificates available from all the different sponsors that they have. Metacloak threw down some big stuff on there.
Who's your big sponsors? Who was your
Metacloak, BFG.
BFG?
David's got the list.
Yeah. BFG?
BFG is giving away five tires.
We got Metacloak five tires.
Giving away $5,000 for a Metacloak kit.
Oh, I'm drooling over that.
I don't care about that.
Four Wheel Parts. We got Off-Road Warehouse. We have Fox, Genrite, Just In Case Rescue. Keep going.
Because I'm going to make you do this at the end of each hour or segment.
All right.
Because this is what puts you where you're
this
at.
This is.
These guys need the love.
Well, without our sponsors, we couldn't make this happen, right? That's where everybody comes out. So we got Bilstein supporting us. We got AO Coolers.
What's Bilstein giving you?
Well, Steve's giving out some gift certificates for some
for
good
some shocks.
Gear. Yeah, some shocks. Yeah,
and gear.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. So, Champion, we got and we got some California Four Wheel Drive is going to be out there. The association and
oh, they're bringing their Jeep so that you can get their
yeah,
the new one.
Warren,
the new
come one. Out and win some Warren gear.
So Warren, I need
a winch.
Warren winches. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Save that. We're going to do a whole lot more right here on SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio. We got this plan almost put together. Big thanks, monster thanks to Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning, the Ashley family in Lakeside. They've been doing HVAC since 1983. Check these guys out. Family owned and operated. They truly care about you. In fact, if you get another estimate, you think it's a little on the high side, give Fire and Ice a call at 1-800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-FIRE. They'll take a look, come out, and if the other estimate is better than theirs, you got it. And if you're military senior citizens, it's all good. And Wayne Miller Tire, 619-596-2800. That's 619-596-2800. Tires, wheels, alignment, brakes, shocks, suspension, oil changes. Oh, yeah, that's right. He sells tires. Check him out. Wayne Miller Tire, right next to the drive-in in Santee. Okay, I forgot to mention that we've got Bill, David, Adam, and Mike in the studio. So let's talk to Dave. He's kind of doing the advertising.
Yes, I'm the advertiser.
Clean Desert. What is Clean Desert?
So Clean Deserts.
Is that an oxymoron, kind of, to a certain degree?
Well, it could be, you know.
Because nobody picks anything up. It makes me crazy.
You know, that's what we're doing, though, right?
But have you seen a change? Are you seeing the desert getting cleaner? Or are you still working as hard as you have been since you started?
We're seeing a transitional shift, I think, right now with a lot of people, a lot of companies, and people wanting to get involved.
Right.
More so now than maybe 10 years ago. So that's a great thing.
That's even the best thing, really. Because people are people. They're going to throw their trash out.
Yeah, it's hard. It depends where we're doing our cleanups. But up in the high desert, that's all legal dumping. You know, it's hard to get behind a lot of that. That's
legal dumping?
Illegal dumping.
Oh, illegal dumping.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So, like we were in Joshua Tree at the Clean Desert, or not the Clean Desert, at the Desert Cleanse Project last weekend. And just driving down the road, which you're right next to Joshua Tree National Park, there's 50 tires on the side of the road. So, you know, some tire shop went and just dumped 50 tires.
Seriously?
Yeah, they won't. It's crazy.
Well, not that I'm defending them, but I guess it's pretty expensive to take a tire and dispose of it. You know, it's not like free. I mean, you got to pay a certain amount, but that's still absolutely.
Well, but ridiculous. They're charging us, right? When we buy tires,
yeah.
we spend money on disposal.
That? Yeah. Aren't we paying?
So they're just pocketing the money at that point.
So how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, we started back in 2006 out in Barstow.
What was the reason?
Really, it was just to do something positive for our sport. I think off-roaders as a whole kind of get blamed for trashing the desert, and you know we're reckless, and so
kind of like gun owners that have guns.
Exactly,
get blamed.
This is a way for us to give back and show them that we're going to have fun out there every minute of the day.
Yeah.
But we're also going to do something positive.
What's the biggest tonnage you've ever pulled in on a weekend?
I don't know. The most that we've brought in was Barstow. We filled 12 40 cubic yard dumpsters in 4 hours.
What?
Yeah, 750 people, and we filled 12 dumpsters.
What? Out in the desert, you found all that garbage?
Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, we go out and pre-run looking for trash, and half the time we can't find it.
Is that your Hodge Road cleanup?
That was actually Barstow Manoff Outlet Center Drive.
Oh, okay.
Hodge Road's a little bit different. It's shooting trash, and so
I do a gun show at the end of the day. That's another one that just burns me. Don't be taking your TVs and your computers and your refrigerators and your Pinto out to the desert. Shoot holes in it and leave it. Bring it back with you.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I need to get a... Can you ask Rich for April 1st? We got Smuggler's Gulch. Will you see him later on today? Or is it just going
to
be Mike?
Who are you talking to? Oh, Rich.
For Gun Raiders. Rich Umel, Gun Owners Radio.
I'm your secretary
Gun
now?
Association.
I have to do secretarial crap with you?
I'm asking if you can...
Okay. With that smile, what am I going to say?
She was just asking.
She always just asks.
She gets her way.
But she'll ask again and again and again and again until it happens.
And bat my eyes.
Yes, and bat your eyes. And we can't tell you the other thing she'll do to get me to get Rich to call you. All right, I'll get Rich to do it. But anyway, going back.
Michelle's going to be beating me up here.
Yeah, well, somebody's better. So Clean Desert, so is it a volunteer group?
Yeah.
Is it a club?
I mean, it's a group of us. We're a nonprofit that started it.
So people can donate money. Are you a 501c3?
We are.
So people can write that off.
Do you offer membership?
We don't at this point.
No, and just so money.
It's we basically have a bunch of great sponsors from Yamaha to Fox and Trail Trust to Gravel Kings, Terra Crew. Dirt Designs, and so what we do is we really work with all the off-road companies to donate product, have our volunteers come out, and then we do a large raffle, not quite as big as what Terra del Sol's doing, but basically that gets people out to our events. We cook them food, and we have fun, and so our events are a little bit different than some of the other cleanups, where we tell people to go use their vehicles for 4 hours, go have fun
and
in
bring
the
back some trash,
and then bring back some trash, and that enters you into a free raffle. So it's
and
a win-win for everyone.
Probably feed them.
Of course, we
no
feed them
by looking at you. I mean,
I've had a couple hamburgers.
You haven't missed
in my
a burger. I mean, you're doing. Don't look at me like that, because you haven't missed any either. So
I'm doing better.
You're really looking good.
Thank you.
So you don't have. So what if somebody wanted to be part of your group? How do they do it? Since it's not a club.
So again, everyone, we post up. We advertise quite a bit when we're going to go out and do these.
Facebook?
So we do Instagram, Facebook on our website.
And what's what
forms?
Would they, just Clean Desert.
So Instagram, just Clean Desert. Clean Desert on Facebook. Our website's cleandesert.org.
With a Z. Desert with a Z.
Desert with a Z.
With a Z.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm sure we can find all that on SDORC Dirt Radio.
We have a link to it, yes.
I had a funny feeling. What's the weirdest thing you've ever collected out in the desert?
Cars, boats, a dead cow.
A dead cow?
Some stuff that we probably can't talk about on the radio.
Yeah, Audrey, because I think she does it on purpose, but she always, you know, volunteers to do the border checkpoint before and after. I think there's a reason. I haven't figured it out, but she's told me she's gotten some pretty gnarly stuff too.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's trying to throw their drugs out to the checkpoint, and you find some really interesting items on the side of the freeway before the border checkpoint.
Are they creative
at the Buckman
or
Springs
what,
Corral
right?
Canyon? I mean, anybody can go out there and go pick up the trash, and I highly suggest it. It would really help me out if anybody else would go out and go pick up the trash off
absolutely.
The 8 freeway. But yeah, there's some really interesting drugs, I can tell you, almost every time.
So how many events do you do a year? Tezzy's look shocked.
Well, I'm thinking I need to go to that cleanup next time. Mine's in the wrong location.
I'm telling you.
Our two big cleanups right now, last weekend we did Ocotillo Wells with California State Parks. Our next one's going to be with the California 300 in October out in Barstow. And then in between, we'll probably sprinkle in some trail runs and do some
So you don't
tricks.
Do a ton, but I mean, what you do is pretty instrumental.
It's
correct.
Major. Mm-hmm.
All right,
it's
throw that mic over to the rookie here, because he's just thinking he's going to get away because he's new.
Oh, no. Mike Murray, the newest member of TDS, will be asked questions.
You think? Are you going to ask him a question? No.
I'm ready.
I'll ask him since Mike's a really good friend of mine.
He's
so
all ready, Freddy.
So. Jumped right on that, didn't you?
I did. Mike, how long have you been jeeping?
Oh, man,
how long's Jeep's been on the road, right? Kind of the same answer?
My first Jeep was in the early 90s when I was in the Navy.
Don't you hate it when the military does that to you?
A couple years without a Jeep, and then got the one that I have now in 2007.
Yeah.
And been running it hard ever since.
Right, and that's why I got a Jeep, because of Mike got his Jeep first.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
We got going on it.
I had a chance the other last year. I was over at an event in Texas. The guy says, "Hey, you want to go for a ride in something that you probably never driven?" I go, "What's that?" 1948 Jeep. Wow. I drove this POS in the Army. Let's go, dude. I love those things, but I didn't realize they were as rough riding back then as they, you know, as they are after driving it today. But
yeah, when you're young, it's easy to take those. Oh, take that abuse.
I can't even do it on air, but I used to do some very military damage to these Jeeps, but that's another thing. Rock off some more of the spot. Oh, you're going to do it?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. Dave, there's a shop over here that they have in. They've got a sponsor, which is.
You took my other list.
Oh, yeah, he took your other list. Who is it? It's All J Products Jeep Shop in Temecula, right? Yeah, All J Products Jeep Shop in Temecula. If you need some work done, Tierra del Sol, they do. They're a regular mechanic shop. They'll do all your upgrades. They'll do your bolt-ons, anything like that. Just like GenRite too. So depending on the area that you're at or your location, GenRite 4x4, they've got a mechanic shop. They'll put in all your bolt-ons as well. You can buy the product straight from them. What else you got here, David?
We not only have gear sponsors, but we also have food vendors out there too. We got Beach and Boba. Ding Brothers Pizza is going to be out there, so come grab some food from them. A mini donut guy, and nothing better than a taco guy being out there giving some good tacos away. But we also have the Sight Shades coming out. Rock Jock's going to be out there. Tuffy, everybody loves Tuffy gear to keep your stuff great. PCI Race Radios, right? If you don't have a race radio in the desert, you're not officially a desert person.
Well, so and not only that, you're being silly because you need to be connected.
Safe, yeah. I mean, anytime on the road, you got to be safe. So one of our sponsors, either there's PCI or Rugged.
Rugged would be better, in my opinion, because PCI, you only get the race channels. Whoops. And so, you know, you need the regular GMR2 from Rugged to get the regular.
I have both.
Is it PCI a sponsor?
And so is Rugged.
Okay, we love them both.
You know what? I shouldn't have set you next to her.
She's trouble.
I know. Just smack her in the head. Just smack her in the head.
Rugged Radio is going to be on site doing installs. So, you know, I'm going to do a shout out to Greg at Rugged.
All right. Well, we know where we're putting your Rugged.
I have both.
Mike has both, too.
Oh, yeah. So why would you have both?
I got Rugged handhelds and a PCI radio in the Jeep.
Okay. So you get... Okay. So was that your point? I guess. You don't have a mic. You don't have a mic. All right, we're gonna take a quick break before she rips somebody's head off. Right here on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. Get it.
The Answer.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of slimy.
That was great. That was great, Bill.
I don't know. That's kind of slimy.
I was thinking porn star voice too.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Yeah, sound like Bo.
Give me another chance. I'll do it a little bit.
All right, we'll give you another one, but
that
we're not.
That was a total porn star.
Yeah,
voice.
That's
and
what
just
I
so
was
you
thinking.
Know, I hope Irene. I mean Kathy. I mean Irene is
or
listening
whatever.
In.
Whatever. Take the poll down. Will you just take the poll down? We'll be fine. Hey, this segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage, Chris Wiley. That guy is amazing. If you're in a mortgage, you're in the military, you want to buy a house for the first time for a buck, yeah, you can get one for a buck. You need to hook up with Chris Wiley. Or maybe you want to do a refi. Or maybe you want to just, just sell a house or do whatever. You need to call Chris Wiley. He is an expert. He's been doing it for more years than I care to admit. 619-722-1303. And if you're not on SS Off-Road Magazine, then there's something wrong with you. You need to sell your Jeep. Because S&S Off-Road Magazine is your one-stop shop. They're online now. They used to be in 7-Elevens and what have you. But now it's bigger, it's better, and it's wider. SSORMAG.com. SSORMAG.com. How did he get on and off as quick as he did? I thought that was pretty slick.
Who, Mike?
Yeah. He's only on for just...
We need to give him more. Okay, we can give him more.
And then he slid right off again.
I know. He is the newest TDS member.
I know. That's as far as we got.
Mike, what does it take to become a TDS member?
How much did you have to write a check for?
Wow. Didn't have to write a check.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did. Yes, you did. Right. Yes, I didn't have to pay my membership.
He will be.
I got David in as my proxy, and he greased the skids for me.
It's always helpful to have that.
No, you have to go on a couple of overnights. You have to go to meetings, and you just have to.
Don't you have to volunteer?
You have to want to be involved.
Yeah.
What's an overnight?
What's an overnight?
Overnight camp out. If you go to the desert and there's a couple of groups, a couple of guys from TDS there, you can go and kind of participate.
And you sleep on a rock?
They have to do that so you can kind of, they can vet the people that are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to get around the campfire and talk with them.
So I can't bring a motor home?
Yeah, you can.
Because my idea of roughing it is forgetting the remote control.
That's what we do.
Where I have to get up and push the button.
Oh, that is roughing it.
That's roughing it.
Oh,
dude,
boy.
But you know what? The thing I think I like about TDS, and I've always have, in fact, you were the first group that I've ever had, off-road-wise, that I ever had on KUSI. And I had such a great relationship with you guys. I mean, I usually hunt you down to get a segment. But I got Bo totally dialed in. That dude, he must have sent me a date request in April of last year, which meant I lost it because I couldn't find it on my freaking computer. And it's because of what you guys do. Unsung heroes. You don't look for any praise. You don't look for any awards. You just want Sacramento to leave you alone and leave the deserts alone and let you guys maintain them, because wouldn't you say the Bureau of Land Management and all these guys, they're starting to realize you want to be the stewards.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know,
and they're letting you do it.
It's funny, you know, I've sat in meetings with the environmentalists and all that stuff, and we're not that far off. We all want the same thing.
Well, exactly. Except they get a little weird. Like, they want this flower. Don't do this. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. And there's some that don't want to see footprints on the earth. Right. You know, I mean, that's just a little extreme. But
you know, we got proved right that we actually help out the environment with the dunes and the Pearson milk veg weed. Because, you know, when I did the desert cleanup, Akatia Wells told me, oh, you know, we have a potentially endangered flower, the woody Alcott aster, and we need you to make everybody aware of it. We don't want them really running it over. Well, we proved with the Pearson milk veg weed that when we ran it over, we actually spread the seed, pollinated it, and furthered the growth
by running over it.
Helping it out. So,
and it's not like you know, intentionally go hunting.
It's all in the interpretation and the view and the way that, in the manner in which you look at the situation,
right,
and your interpretation of the situation.
Right.
You know, so.
And I don't think off-roaders, I think they're the best environmentalists on the planet, personally.
Well, yeah, you know, it's all about education. And, you know, if you don't know, you're going to go tear it up. But we found that, you know, 6 feet around these mesquite bushes, mm-hmm, that's these little guys, the lizards and stuff. That's,
yeah, that's
their
habitat.
So, I try to stay away from them, but.
What happens when you hit a bush at high speed, usually? It gets real ugly.
Right. You could tip over.
Yeah. So off-roaders work real hard to stay away from bushes and cactus and boulders, right, and what have you.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was going to say that you know, off-roaders in general are really, really good people. They're out there to protect the environment, to you know, be ambassadors of the environment and to protect off-roading. That's what Tierra del Sol is. And that's the whole thing about Desert Safari, is to raise that money that we actually donate to SDORC. We donated $10,000 earlier
this year.
And it's
for lobbyists to go to Sacramento
and
try to slap these knuckleheads around.
Right.
You know, I still would love to see Newsom and his whole cadre go to the desert with you guys and show them really what you do.
They would enjoy it, right? They'd enjoy the stewardship that we have.
Yes.
It's a stewardship, and they think we're all out there just destroying the environment, which is the absolute opposite. You know, there are some incidents where it's maybe not favorable, but...
Or you wouldn't be picking up the trash, clean deserts picking up, if that wasn't the case.
And that's how my wife and I got started with Tierra del Sol, is we started just picking up trash after the event, and then we figured, why not get involved? And we started volunteering to pick up trash after the event, and then it just snowballed from there, like the great things that they do in this club, and the stewardship and the connection to people like Audrey and you know, Clean Desert. you know, it just goes a long way to connect everybody together.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, on the other hand, you know, they designate an 800,000 acres or whatever it is out there as an off-road park, and we still have to fight to keep it open.
Every day.
You know, that's what kills me is, you know, it's an off-road park. Why can't we off-road in an off-road park?
Well, look at Pismo Beach.
Yeah.
Here, Pismo Beach was given to us off-roaders to camp, drive, and ride, and now they're trying to figure out a way to make that go away.
They're trying to figure it out, but I think they're losing.
You think they're losing?
I think they're losing.
I think they went up against the Pismo Beach terror.
Well, it's... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I grew up on the East Coast, and I
would have never known that.
I didn't realize until I came out here that I didn't know how bad I had it. I came out here and
you're
all this
still
area.
Here?
There's all this area to ride.
Yeah, and you can't ride.
But back east, there's nothing. It's all private. You really got to go. It's fire roads, and you got to know somebody, and you know, it's nothing like what we have out here. So I want to help to protect it.
Yeah, it's I know. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think the one thing that's different for off-roading, at least, is we're a giant family, right? Is we all band together. We all want the same thing. We want to have a ton of fun, but make sure that we have it for years to come for our kids and everything mm-hmm. else.
Yeah, responsible off-roading. And I've been going to Ocotillo for well over 20 years with along with Mike, just... And each year we just get a little more involved, a little more respectful of the desert, right? And that comes with maturity and just understanding the resource that we have, and it just doesn't go from here, right? There's trails all over California that we're trying to protect, and that's why we need to keep fighting for the right to off-road.
Well, and that's really the key too, is that, you know, because you talk to the general public. And they won't have a clue what you're talking about.
They don't know.
They think, what do you mean you can't go out to a certain desert or you can't go to a certain mountain?
They call us desert rats and they think we're just out ratting around, which we're not. We're out having a good time and enjoying the scenery and the sunsets and the sunrises.
Well, I totally 100% agree. And I mean, and I think if, again, I'd love it when somebody says, I hate broccoli.
Right.
When's the last time you ate it? I've never ate it. I hate it. Well, that's these people that try to close the deserts down and, you know, try to close down, you know, because off-roaders don't go, 99% of them do not go out to destroy the land.
They don't.
I have to leave that 1% because you got the young guy, the young kid that just got a vehicle and never done it before, and he goes out and he gets stupid. Okay?
Yeah, that does happen, and and that's what's great.
And you have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and you know, it's for everybody that comes out next weekend, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we want to make sure everybody's safe out there. We want to make sure everybody is respectful of the amazing land. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be really, really fun, but have fun and don't destroy the park, because that just makes our job much, much harder for what we do and raise more money to try to, you know, keep these parks open. So when you do come out, we want you to come out, everybody come out, you know, buy a raffle ticket so we can keep supporting the and raising money to give back to SDRC and the people that actually do the legislation for us, and have a great time.
And I don't care if you're political or not. I don't care if you don't go to the desert, but you don't want the government taking over. So you have, if for no other reason, you need to help. You need to donate $25 a year for SDRC,
right?
How much for Tierra del Sol?
Well, we won't.
We're raising money this weekend. The next weekend, that's where we get all of our money.
But I say to join.
Well, yeah.
It's an exclusive club.
It's an exclusive club. Yeah. But you can come along You can go to over the overnights and hang out with us and go to the meetings. Our dues are super, super cheap. I mean, they're cheaper. Well, they're not as cheap as SDRC because we just raised our dues.
Did you?
After 45 years.
Whoa.
But it was $12 a year.
See, Tierra del Sol wants people to join them, but to join Tierra del Sol, you need to go to their general membership meeting.
Then so you have just to go can't to
the,
join.
You can't just join. You have to go out on the trail with them. You have to go out and camp with them. They have to get to know you, and then they accept you.
Said.
Now, SDURC, we are a political organization. We are a C...
Right.
We're a four.
Hey, as long as they, your guys fog a mirror, you're in.
Well, yeah, so we are completely different. We work with the senator. We work with the congressman, the assemblyman. We have a legislator, a lobbyist up in Sacramento to help work with us.
Gotcha.
So it's a different organization. They're a C3, and so they're a nonprofit that's working with us to keep the deserts and trails open.
We're partners in what we do. And it's just not the desert. It's the mountains. It's the, the trails. It's just not, you know, you go to Big Bear, we got to keep trails open there. That's amazing, Willie. You go to, whether it's Moab, right? I mean, even out of state.
And look at all the trouble Moab
is. Oh, my God. The Blue Ribbon Coalition email that just came out this week with what happened. Oh, my gosh. The Moab police had to arrest one of, they're calling an eco-terrorist because he was threatening off-roaders' lives, saying he was going to go out and kill all the off-roaders for being too loud in the city. So this is where you have somebody who is not from the area, who moved into the area, an area that is only a town because of off-roading and in the off-road destination and the mountain biking that goes on there. And then he moved to the area and he wants no, you know, he doesn't want anything to do with it whatsoever. So he's fighting against it 100%.
Well,
tell him to
move. Well, here's the problem is that it's just like the rest of the country. We got one or two people that are crying and we're letting them change it.
Yes.
I know. It's crazy.
Isn't that insane that we allow? I mean,
we need to wrap up and take a quick break.
Will you just tell me how to run my show? My God. Oh, Brendan must be following too.
I'm getting back up.
I just got the cue.
Now Brendan's putting the music on. This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
What the hell was that? God,
no, I was redeeming myself.
That was a sissy la-la.
Well, I
think,
mean, you know,
I think the dangly banglies sucked back up in there with that.
Oh, we're not going there. Hey, nothing, anybody hungry? Well, the Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry will hook you up. Audrey only did it once, but she was nice enough to bring sandwiches in.
Oh, you want a Philly cheesesteak next weekend?
Yeah, I don't know. You always promise. But it's phenomenal, folks. This is a full-blown, hardcore butcher shop. All the finest meats, chicken, pork, and beef. You can't get any better. They'll set you up for a, if you're having a party, I'm sure they cater. Wise Ox, give them a try. They're at 2855 El Cajon Boulevard. It's the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. Just Google it. All right, we've had a pretty good time today. We've been sitting here shooting the bull with some more enthusiastic off-roaders because that's really what it's all about. Tierra del Sol coming up next weekend. And you don't have to own a Jeep to go. You just take a cruise out to Salton Sea. You don't even have to look for them. You'll see them. There'll be more flags and banners and you know what? It'll be crazy out there. The 86 and
22.
And 22.
Yep. Next to the Alamo.
South Marina Drive.
Alamo. There's no Alamo.
And it's where it's Catty Corner.
It's a Mexican restaurant. It's delicious. You've never eaten at the Alamo?
I've never eaten at the Alamo. Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very really good.
It's Catty Corner from the Chevron gas station. So
I mean, I know. Yeah,
Adam owns a house right there. He eats there all the time.
Looking toward the sea.
It looks like a boat. How can you not go there?
That's right.
Looks like a boat.
Yep.
A real boat?
Yep.
Yeah. The outside of the patio is all shaped like a boat.
They used to sail probably in the Salton Sea.
I sail there every time I eat.
And they have round windows.
I like the way he's rolling there. I like that. So, does it cost anything to go to this event?
Nope. You can come out and just look at the vendors. If you want to buy a t-shirt, it's totally free. If you want to get into the raffle, it's...
We got to correct our raffle prices.
I will. Yeah. It is one ticket for $10 and three tickets for $20.
There
and we
go.
Really want you to buy a t-shirt because they're really cool this year. And that additionally helps us raise more money to give to SDORC.
They are
keep
world,
our trails open.
They are world famous t-shirts.
Yes.
And sweatshirts and hoodies.
Mike's got
I
one
really
on
like
right now.
I really like your blue one.
Thank
I
you.
I like that blue
he's
one.
Got his, he's got his.
I was wearing mine. I took mine off. Sorry.
And he does, and I don't.
We got to get Dave a shirt.
I just have to give you some money, and I'll do that before you guys leave.
Sounds great.
Because I definitely want it. Because it's all about support. Because you guys are doing this. There's nobody's writing you a paycheck. I mean, it's not like you're getting a 1099 at the end of the year. But you're trying to give back, not necessarily for today, but for tomorrow and the future.
And I just got to say, it doesn't matter what organization you support. When you need to support one of us, one of our organizations.
Yeah, we don't care.
Whether it's Friends of Oceano Dunes, whether it's CORVA, whether it's ASA, San Diego Off-Road Coalition, Clean Desert, you need to become a member of one of them. You know, every time you go out, know the area that you're going to, educate
yourself.
Dave's
got his money out. How much is
all I got?
Oh my God!
Just take it.
Dave's giving you all he's got.
Handed us
look,
a donation.
I have no more money in my Wolato.
$100 for
a T-shirt.
A T-shirt for Desert Safari. And you know,
2X. The thing for is, chubby guy. 2X.
2XL. So we'll get that from Bo there for you. The other thing is, come out and support the sponsors too, right? We have a lot of sponsors coming out and vendors coming out to go look at their stuff. I mean, get out there, support them too, because they're part of what we do, right? They make products so we can go off-roading. Without their products, we can't do what we do and go off-roading.
No, you're absolutely right. And you should reach out to the inflator guy.
Oh, yeah. I think it's too late for that.
No, for future.
Oh, okay.
This guy has got the coolest system in the world. I got one for Lost Lizard. And it's a little scuba tank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
With a handheld. Put in
right
20 yes. pounds, it deflates.
Right.
All automatic.
Yeah,
and
those
he makes
are cool.
them out of his garage.
That is cool.
That's great. Yeah.
I want the Factor 55. Oh. I would like the correct toe out strap mount, the correct hitch mount so that you can strap
you
up to the
about?
Hitch mount. Factor
makes,
55 to rescue somebody
makes
out.
Sense.
A recovery
oh, no.
option.
You have
it
to
goes
stop
into
doing
the
rescue.
No, that's why
no,
you buy
well,
a Jeep.
I can't. My husband does.
No, but
I
you
can't
have
be
to
in the
stop because you didn't win the Rebel Rally because you wouldn't stop.
Well, yeah, I know. I rescued too many people.
You rescued too many.
We actually rescued people. A lady today at the coast.
Oh,
we
yes.
oh yeah.
Oh,
let's
Alice,
talk a little bit. A little
Alice
shout out.
I told Alice and Avery to tune in, and they're going to probably download it and listen to it. So shout out to Miss Allie. I think it was Rolinick. From Huntington Beach.
Yep.
Between KUSI and coming into studio today, the guys and I had, you know, an hour and a half to kill. So we went down to La Jolla Tide Pools
cool.
and we were at Whales Point next on the backside of Children's Pool.
Yeah.
And we were in the tide pools. And this lady and her daughter were there and she fell and broke her wrist. So
her
we
mother.
Had to, her mother yep. fell and broke her wrist, Alice. And so we had to, we helped him out. We called 911, got him up and out of there and,
wow.
and got her to the.
See, that's what that off-roaders do.
But, and you know, oh, what's yeah. interesting. It was, yeah, we were right there and I saw it happening. And I got to stop this lady from going down this cliff. And then
she
slipped and fell. And I was like, and this poor girl, she's 8 years old, just crying. So I think we did a good thing today. Off-roaders
see?
Do great things
see?
All
well,
the time.
Well, the one of the things Mike pointed this out yep. too. Mike pointed out the fact that other people were standing and videoing us and taking photos of us, and we're the ones
doing
that went over
right.
to help.
So
and
you
get
run
her out
into
of,
the fire.
Yep. Yes,
not
we don't
away
run
from
away
fire.
From it. Yes, yeah. exactly.
But that's what off-roaders do, because when you're out in the desert, any of that kind of insanity can happen at any given moment.
Every weekend.
Yeah. Every weekend.
Who's seen on any Sunday?
Oh, I love any given Sunday.
No, not any given Sunday. On any Sunday.
Oh, no,
motorcycle
yes, the motorcycle one. That's what I meant. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not the football person. Sorry.
There is one scene in there where a guy crashes a motorcycle just because he didn't want to hit a tortoise. And
right.
he picks the tortoise up and moves it off and brushes off the tortoise and says, off-roaders are good people.
And that's,
yes.
and that's the best line in the whole
that's
movie.
That's exactly yeah. right.
And I think that could be an infomercial. If you know, if the off-road community had enough money to run an ad in the Super Bowl, I think that'd be a great commercial.
Off-roaders
we found
are good
out,
people.
Yeah, they are. But I mean, it's the gesture that is the point. You can't do that with tortoises. Of course, they'll
bite
pee.
You.
No, they'll pee and
no,
they lose
they'll
all
release.
Their,
yeah, if they release the California water. Desert tortoise, so our tortoises have here. If they get scared on the trail. Then they release what they've been holding, which releases all of the water out. They will actually die.
Yeah.
They can't recover from it.
So we just stay away from them.
Stay away from the desert tortoise. Yeah.
Okay, we can't use that as a commercial.
There's literally, if you come across a desert
no one's gonna
tortoise,
buy it.
You're supposed to get down. There's a tortoise walk you're supposed to do. There's a whole, I swear to God, there's
can
a
Can you
couch.
Show us?
I can show you. Do you want to see the tortoise walk?
No.
Okay, I'll show you as soon as we're off
I don't think
either
one of us can handle it.
Yeah.
Audrey doing the tortoise. Now, everybody listening.
I own a 110-pound African sulcata tortoise.
I'm sure you do. But I'm sure everybody listening is going to want to know, what does that look like? So you can YouTube it later.
You can YouTube it later. There is, and you know, Rebel Rally, Emily Hall, she has to demonstrate the tortoise, because if you're on the trail and you come across the tortoise, you literally have to stop. You have to take the time to get out. You have to do the very special walk so you don't spook them.
That's the part of the Rebel Rally?
It is. It's part of it. You have to be aware of it. And if you see one, you cannot go, can't drive near it. You got to stop and get out. You got to alert them on the satellite phone. There's a special walk you got to do.
You know how to do the turtle?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to YouTube this when I get out.
Mike, do you know how to do the turtle?
I can
honestly
say no.
No, he can't. I
can't wait to see it.
No.
Okay, how about you,
Mike?
Bill.
I have never seen it. I'm very interested to see it, and
I can moonwalk.
You guys go out in the parking lot, and we'll just let Audrey wiggle around on the parking. So it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing. It's called the tortoise, too, by the way.
Brandon.
Turtle is water. Tortoise is desert, so you know. Become a member of SDORC, www.sdorc.org. Meet us out in the desert next weekend, Salton Sea on the corner of the 86 and the 22. Come buy some raffle tickets. Support Tierra del Sol. What's up, Bill?
One last thing. The environmentalists spend $50 on a pair of shoes. We spend a whole lot more. Get involved with an organization.
I like the way you roll. Great job, folks. This will be on a podcast later on. Plus, it'll be on SDORC, dirtradio.org. You can check them all out. Join up, help out, and enjoy the open lands. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.